Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I just say your name and your title with the WNO.
Sure, I'm Timothy O'Leary. I'm General Director of the Washington National Opera.
Yes, and we are talking once again because Opera in the Outfield is returning to Nationals Park. It's going to be this Saturday, September 30th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, Jason, I'm thrilled. Yeah.
All right, before we get into, you know, which opera you're doing and all the details, before any of that, like, big picture it for me. What year are we in now? How much have you seen this thing grow? Like, it's like an annual tradition now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is our 18th year doing Opera in the Outfield. And it's just one of our favorite days at Washington National Opera and the Kennedy Center, because it's our opportunity to welcome thousands of people for a free community event where you get to see and hear an opera on the Jumbotron at Nats Park while you sit in the outfield grass or in one of the comfortable seats in the stands. And have your popcorn, peanuts, and Cracker Jacks while you watch the opera.
I always love it every year we do this. Just the melding of those two things, the peanuts and Cracker Jacks of a ball game, but with an opera on the screen. It's just
That's perfect, right. Combining
the two worlds. I mean, Seinfeld, he's like, worlds can't collide, but here they can. All right, so which opera are we going to be showing?
Okay, so we're doing Puccini's opera La Bohème, which La Bohème means like the bohemian life. This is about young kind of starving artists living in Paris, and they're full of ideals, and they fall in love, and they break up, and they fall back in love. It's just a wonderful, romantic, beautiful, kind of funny, moving story. And, you know, it's actually the thing that the Broadway show Rent was based on. So if you know Rent, the show, this is kind of like the original Rent. It's what they wrote it about.
Oh yeah, that was literally going to be my follow-up question, but you already did it. Great. Yeah, Jonathan Larson was sort of living that La Boheme life. Tragically, he died like the night before the first preview or whatever.
I know. Great? It was one of the great tragedies. You never got to see what a success Rent became. But you know, he took music from La Boheme and sprinkled it throughout the score of Rent. So yeah, if you know Rent and love it, then you would love La Boheme. And even if you don't, it's just a beautiful night.
Yeah, it was. There's even a song, La Vie Boheme.
That's right.
A big shout out to Puccini for sure.
That's right.
And what else? Thanks for giving me the Rent connection, because I love being able to have, you know, contemporary, you know, examples or whatever. But yeah, like what else? Do me a deep dive on from the opera side. What makes it such a magical, you know, some of the music? Are there any passages that our listeners might remember?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So one of the famous tune in it is called Musetta's Waltz. And that's bum, ba-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-dum. But everyone's heard that, right?
Of course, yeah.
And so, you know, Jonathan Larson uses it in Rent. And it's just this incredible moment for the soprano where she just gets to kind of own the stage. And what people don't generally know about what that music is all about is what she's doing in that thing is she's just trying to figure out how to make her ex-boyfriend as jealous as possible in this public setting, because she wants to get back together with him. And that's what happens at the very end. It's just, it's so fabulous. But the thing that makes La Boheme like so beloved is that Puccini just had this gift for melody. He just writes melodies that are so beautiful. And you walk out kind of humming them. They've kind of like infiltrated your body and mind by the time you leave. And it's kind of, the opera is not realistic because you got like all the singing and the orchestra and it's just like a musical. You tell the story through music. It's not realism, but it's very truthful when it's great. Like you get the essence of these people and the essence of what it's like to be young and love and like have your whole life depend on whether this person loves you. You know what I mean? So that's why people love it so much.
Absolutely. And remind us who is performing these roles. We actually interviewed, the performer? Kang Wang.
Kang Wang, the tenor. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. He was playing Rodolfo he was and is in, because you're re-airing it. This was back in May, right? So yeah, tell us the cast that was there at the Kennedy Center when you filmed this thing.
Great. Yeah. So like you said, we performed this opera at the Kennedy Center Opera House in May. It sold out. People were just crazy about it. And the reason it was so successful is this cast. They're amazing. It's like the most amazing collection of like international singers who are all like stars that are just like about to go like huge. So Kang Wang is the tenor. He's the most sweet-voiced, beautiful tenor. This is a role. Rodolfo is like this very sensitive poet who also kind of needs to have a sense of humor, be able to laugh at himself. Kang Wang is a great singer, great actor, and he plays opposite this woman, Gabriela Reyes, who plays Mimi. And oh my goodness, because the character of Mimi is like the most beautiful music. And then she's kind of like this very simple person who's also like as deep as the ocean. And Gabriela is just a totally world-class actress and singer. She's a Nicaraguan American soprano. Totally, totally fantastic.
Speaking of Rent, the name Mimi, I mean, over this thing.
That's right. You got it.
Any other cast members we want to highlight? Well, I see that in the double role of Benoit and
Alcindoro
is Peter Rose. So with the ballpark, you got to be careful. It's not Pete Rose. It's Peter.
That's
Rose.
Right. Different guy, but just as awesome. I mean, I don't know if baseball fans would agree with me.
He'll jump off the Jumbotron and steal home and charge and plow over the catcher or something.
That's right. This guy is totally spectacular. He big voice, you know, bass baritone, and an international singer. You'll love him.
Awesome. And just remind me how sort of it works. Like, how does it, I know you said it's on the Jumbotron, but how long about does it run? And like, are you,
yeah,
how, like, and just like from a broad, like a telecast standpoint, like what are we seeing? I guess you had camera, like, is it a proscenium view or is it like editing or jumping around like with close-ups and stuff?
Oh yeah. Thank you. Great question. So yeah, our film crew did an incredible job capturing this, so you will feel like you're in the opera house, except that you're in the beautiful outdoor environment of the Nats Park, you know, outfield. But yes, you've got all kinds of camera angles and close-ups, and I mean, we take you behind the scenes during like the scene changes, and you know, there's this wonderful children's chorus in La Boheme, so like there are kids in the show, so if you bring your kids to the performance, they'll get to see, like, you know, their contemporaries. In fact, one of the kids just so happens is my daughter, Caroline. So we're all very excited about that. A lot of her friends are going to be there. You get backstage interviews with like the kids, for example, you get to like see how it's all put together. And we did ever so slightly kind of edit the opera, so it's shorter. So it's like 90 minutes from beginning to end for the opera itself. And then before the opera starts, we have all these fun, like good for the whole family activities throughout the ballpark. So there's a balloon twister there. There's an arts and crafts table. You can get your photo taken as if you're wearing a spectacular opera costume. Our orchestra is there and has their instruments on display so kids can try them out and all of that. And of course, the whole thing is sponsored by Mars. So there's M&M's galore throughout the whole thing. It's a lot of fun.
So a lot of the, like you mentioned, the family activities and you mentioned the balloon twister, right? I think I heard you say.
Yeah, the balloon twister.
Yeah, all of that family stuff. And there's an instrument petting zoo.
Well, yeah, so that's our orchestra musicians who are so fabulous. And what they do is they do kind of demonstrations of how the instruments work. And it's called a petting zoo because the kids can, you know, like pick up and touch the instruments themselves, give them a try.
Awesome. And so all of the family activities are from 5 to 7, and then I guess it says there's pre-show performances from 5:20 to 6:30. That's like the I heard you mention some of that, like Step Africa and all that. It's from 5:20 to 6:30.
Yeah, so like Step Africa is a group from the DC community that is like a stepping company. They're amazing. And so they'll be part of the pre-show performances.
That'll be on the Jumbotron too? Like it's like a performance?
That one I actually think is more like it's outside the ballpark. So as you're kind of milling around, taking advantage of all the like fun beforehand, then you get to see that.
Okay, cool. So the things, I'm just looking at the website. So the things that are listed as pre-show performances, Step Africa, I guess there's musicians from the WNO Opera Orchestra. They'll be performing. Yeah. There's a magic show. Like all that is like in the ballpark or like right outside.
Yeah, well, it's like in like what you've gone through the ballpark gates, but you're not through the, you're like in the concourse area.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's all like live, that you're not watching that on the Jumbotron. You're just there watching it all.
Okay, great. So sounds like tons of festivities like in the actual ballpark concourse, like concession kind of area before you even get down in. And then what do you suggest? I guess sort of final, like, to give them the actionable information. Like, what do you suggest when they go down into the seats? Like, should they bring a blanket? Like, are they allowed to, I would imagine they're not allowed to bring chairs.
Yeah. So you bring your blanket. Because you have two options. You can either sit on the outfield grass or sit in the stands. So there's plenty of seating. Now there's only so much seating on the outfield grass. So if you want to get one of those spots, and you need to get there kind of early, doors open at 5 o'clock, and it's like the early birds get those outfield spots. But it is just as fun to watch it in the stands. You have thousands of people there all gathered. And then if you want more information, you just go to operaintheoutfield.org, and we've got it all there.
Awesome. And in terms of, you said I love when you mentioned like the peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Is that so? I assume, and forgive me if you already mentioned this, but I assume are some of the concessions open, or are you allowed to bring your own? Can you bring your own snacks too, or how's it work?
Yeah, I think you can bring your own snacks. Don't quote me.
Shoot me an email and confirm after we get off here. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And then you can definitely buy the ballpark concessions. They're open, and of course that's part of the fun.
And explain, I guess that inspires my final question. Explain how you're coordinating this with the Nats, because they do have a game that day, but they're not in town, right? I think they're down in the Atlanta.
Yeah, all I can say is the Nats organization is such a great friend and partner to the Washington National Opera. We've been doing this together for 18 years. It's the most wonderful, like you said, it's like two worlds coming together. And both organizations, the Nats and the Opera, we get a real kick out of it. It's such a fun collaboration. And part of what makes it so fun for the audience who gathers is just the kind of unexpected nature of how the combination works. It's like chocolate and peanut butter. Opera and a ballpark happen to work together really beautifully.
Exactly. So yeah, it's a really cool way to be there. Like I said, the baseball team, the Nats, are going to be playing the Braves down in Atlanta. Actually, I think they're playing the Orioles tonight as of this recording. Up in Baltimore. Yeah, well, you can say that and I'll say go O's.
Okay, fine. Yeah, no, I don't mean to create a controversy.
No. It's really hard for me. I try to say one is. I grew up with the Orioles before the Nats were here. But on the flip side, there were no Baltimore Ravens either. So I was a DC football fan. So I'm DC football, Baltimore baseball. I don't know. I'm a Cal Ripken and Joe Gibbs. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. The Nats, yeah, come on. I've been living and covering this town for how many years now? So the whole World Series run, all those playoff years, yeah, the Nats were sort of my, let's say they're my National League team. They're like my second team, all right?
That's fine. I'm not going to tell the Orioles.
First place this year, baby. We might be making a playoff run, and the Nats are going to be sitting home after Opera.
Well, that might be the case this year. We're going to come back next year.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, part of the fun is that this is all about welcoming people to experience opera, right? Opera has this whole reputation of being stuffy and kind of formal, and even people think it's elitist and all that. Opera is just the combination of the words, story, and music, and the incredible visuals. And so we just want people to come and experience it. That's what happened to me when I was 17 years old. Changed my life. I didn't think I liked opera. And then I actually went to an opera. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so beautiful and actually fun and humane. So please come give it a try.
Thank you so much for ending on that point, because every time we do this interview, I always try to make sure I ask that. And you, but thanks for reminding me that that is always a great soundbite for us. It's because I we're trying to invite. I mean, there's diehard opera fans that will probably love to come to this, but we're trying to invite some of the people that maybe would just go to a baseball game and not typically go to an opera. And this kind of is a way to sort of open the tent to a wider audience.
That's right. Every year, there's thousands of people who come who say, like, you know, I never thought I would come to something like this. I didn't know anything about opera. I'm so glad I came. And that's the whole point.
Absolutely. And I don't know, I'm just laughing at our Nats baseball talk really quick. But tell them, well, you basically said it earlier, but I'm trying to extrapolate a longer quote out of it. Like,
yeah.
That, you know, hey, you know, Nats fan, if, for the baseball fans to bring him in, like, you know, they might they might be having a down year this year, but this, you know, opera in the outfield is going to be just the thing that's going to inspire them to do better next year or something. We'll end the season with this, and that'll be the just what they need to turn it around. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, here's what I'll say about that. So we all of us, this is this international cast of opera singers, and we have our whole Washington National Opera and Kennedy Center family. And when we do this every year, we become all ourselves diehard Nats fans. So at the curtain call, the opera singers come out wearing their Nats caps for their bows and whatnot. And so, yeah, we're there helping the Nats end the season by cheering them on. You know, next season's going to be the best season ever for the Nats. And I think for the Washington National Opera, we both have like winning seasons ahead. So it's a good way to get going.
Perfectly said. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. And I guess just like final seconds, pretend I'm not here and just invite our listeners, speak directly to the listeners, invite them out, you know, say, hey, DMV, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah. So friends in the DMV, come to Opera in the Outfield this Saturday night, September 30th. It's going to be a beautiful night in DC. You get to enjoy a free performance of a gorgeous opera, and it's fun for the whole family. We really hope to see you there.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
My pleasure, Jason. Thank you.
Always a blast. See ya.
Okay, take care.